Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting third. The right fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman takes first base on ball four. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoffman moves to third. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas bunts towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Berg and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a line drive towards third. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sissel moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sissel moves to third. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Berg reaches second base with a double. Sissel scores. Kerr goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Berg moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Sammy Hale now playing third base. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Faber moves to second. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-2 in the game. Shires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berg scores. Faber scores. Metzler moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Metzler moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rommel moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sissel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Shires hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Miller reaches second base with a double. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and moves to third. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Faber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berg moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carol Yerkes now pitching. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Whatwood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to third. Fox moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons scores. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. One out. It's 6-2, White Sox. Ossie Orwell pinch hits for Joe Boley. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Whatwood, who is chasing the ball. Orwell reaches third base with a triple. Fox scores. Miller scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Carol Yerkes. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.